A computer glitch grounds American and strands thousands. DOD halts the Distinguished Warfare Medal for drone pilots. And a Missouri senator seeks to blunt the effects of sequestration. This is Aero News for Wednesday, April 17, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. An unidentified computer glitch in American Airlines' computerized reservation system, Sabre, caused the airline to ground its fleet for several hours Tuesday afternoon, canceling hundreds of flights and leaving thousands stranded. The quote-unquote intermittent outages originally impacted about 100 American flights and another 100 American Eagle flights, but later spread to the entire fleet. With the computer system down, planes could not leave their gates. Others were stuck on taxiways, having landed but initially unable to get to their arrival gates. Sabre is the airline's reservation system that controls flight bookings, online check-in, printing of boarding passes, and more. Thousands of passengers were left stranded at airports across the country and were left seeking information updates on the airline's website and Facebook page using their smartphones and tablets. American offered to change reservations at no charge for those with flexible travel plans and offered full refunds to those who could not change plans. The trouble started about midday, and operations were returning to normal by around 5 p.m. Central Time. The airline said the problem was not related to Monday's attacks in Boston. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has eliminated the Distinguished Warfare Medal, DOD officials announced on Monday. Instead, the military will recognize service members who directly affect combat operations without being present through distinguishing devices that will be affixed to already existing awards. DOD announced the creation of the Distinguished Warfare Medal on February 13th. However, members of veterans service organizations and others objected to the Distinguished Warfare Medal. The medal's order of precedence was to be just below the Distinguished Flying Cross and just above the Bronze Star. Some commentators objected that it would rank higher than the Purple Heart, an award for those wounded or killed in action. The American Legion's national commander, James E. Coutts, was among those who protested the medal, saying last month that placing the medal above those given for valor and courage under fire was, quote, wholly inappropriate, end quote. House Armed Services Subcommittee on Military Personnel Chairman Joe Wilson, a Republican of South Carolina, praised the decision, saying, quote, service members who operate remotely piloted aircraft or participate in cyber operations do deserve our praise. However, awarding them with a medal that takes precedence over a decoration earned in combat is a disservice to those who have put themselves in harm's way to protect and defend our freedoms, end quote. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, Republican of Missouri, has introduced a bill he calls the, quote, Essential Services Act of 2013, end quote. Legislation, he says, will, quote, protect American jobs and public safety by ensuring essential federal employees continue to provide vital services, end quote, in the wake of sequestration. Those would include air traffic control tower operations, food inspections, border security, and others. The bill, which Senate Democrats blocked as an amendment to the continuing resolution last month, would give the Obama administration the flexibility it claims it does not have to apply the same standards used during occurrences of inclement weather or other government shutdowns to the sequestration cuts to each agency. In announcing the bill, Blunt said, quote, there's no reason the president's sequester should compromise American jobs or public safety, end quote. The bill drew praise from airline advocacy group A4A, Airlines for America, with President and CEO Nicholas E. Calio saying, quote, there is absolutely no reason why sequestration cuts should wreak havoc for airline passengers and shippers, the very people who fund two-thirds of the FAA's budget, end quote. The Department of Transportation has projected that cuts and expected furloughs due to sequestration at the FAA would have a significant negative impact on airlines, air travelers, and shippers. Tuesday was a busy day at some of the nation's busiest airports, with heightened security in place in the wake of the bombings at the Boston Marathon. At Boston's Logan International Airport, two people and their luggage were removed from a United Airlines flight according to sources familiar with the situation. Authorities did not say that the move was in any way connected to the bombing, but also did not give a reason why the two were taken off the plane. One source, who requested anonymity, told Reuters that, quote, "I can tell you that two passengers and their bags were removed from the flight," end quote. That plane was scheduled to depart Boston at 6:04 a.m. Tuesday morning en route to Chicago's O'Hare International. It was delayed about 3 hours while it was swept and then allowed to depart without the two passengers on board. The crew requested that all of the passengers and their luggage be rescreened before the flight departed. Another flight arriving at Boston, this one operated by U.S. Airways, was taxied to a remote part of the airport while a suspicious bag was examined. The passengers were bussed to the terminal, and it turned out that the bag was harmless. In New York, a suspicious package was found at LaGuardia International Airport, causing an evacuation of the central terminal there. That package turned out to be part of a light fixture, according to Ron Marisco, a spokesman for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. When Aero News continues, hoping the Blue Angels will return to flight status, a wide-ranging AD issued for the 737, and honoring Sally Ride.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The cancellation of the Blue Angels 2013 performance schedule has dealt severe and sometimes knockout blows to air shows and other events around the country this year. The cancellation of the performance at the Hattie Shriners Fest in Evansville, Indiana, the first week of July, prompted that region's representative in Congress to write a letter to Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, asking that funding for the performances be restored. Representative Larry Bouchon, a Republican of Indiana, said in his letter that, quote, "While I fully support cutting wasteful spending within the DOD, grounding a low-cost expenditure like the Blue Angels appears politically motivated," end quote. That, according to a report appearing in the Evansville, Indiana, Courier-Press Online. He said DOD should look for other ways to cut spending as required by the sequester, noting $700 million annually in alternative energy research, which he says duplicates efforts by the Department of Energy, and $580 million in global health initiatives, which he says is more than the Center for Disease Control or the National Institute of Health spend on such programs. The organizers of the festival said that the cancellation of the Blue Angels performance was not unexpected, and that an air show will still be part of the Shrine Fest in Evansville, July 3rd through the 7th. The FAA published an AD on Monday for certain Model 737 airplanes requiring the inspection of attach pins of the horizontal stabilizer rear spar and replacing certain attach pins with new, improved models. The AD is expected to affect about 1,050 airplanes in the fleet. The cost per individual airplane is estimated to be around $9,627 for a total compliance cost to U.S. airlines of $10,108,350. The AD covers the 737-600, 700, 700C, 800, 900, and 900ER series airplanes. It is the result of reports of an incorrect procedure used to apply the wear and corrosion protective surface coating to the attach pins of the horizontal stabilizer rear spar. The FAA said it is issuing this AD to prevent premature failure of the attach pins, which could cause reduced structural integrity of the horizontal stabilizer to the fuselage attachment, resulting in loss of control of the airplane. The effective date for the AD is May 20th, 2013. Well, the United States Navy has revealed that its next Ocean-class Auxiliary General Oceanographic Research, or AGOR, vessel will be named after the first American woman to fly in space. Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus said in a statement Friday that the ship will be christened the RV Sally Ride. Mabus said in the statement, revealing the names of seven ships, including the Sally Ride, relayed by Space.com, quote, "These ships were all named to recognize the hard-working people from cities around our country who have contributed in so many ways to our Navy and Marine Corps team," end quote. Sally Ride first flew into space on STS-7, the mission flown by Challenger in 1983. June 2013 marks the 30th anniversary of that flight. Ride died of pancreatic cancer last year. Sally Ride will be a Neil Armstrong-class Agor ship, the 28th such vessel in service with the U.S. Navy. The RV Neil Armstrong, the first of the new Agor ships, entered service for the Navy last September. The 238-foot Sally Ride will be equipped to map the deepest parts of the world's oceans. Other astronauts so honored by the Navy include Alan Shepard, Wally Schirra, and John Glenn. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.